Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jones Wen. I think it's the 7th of July today. And just walking back from drop-off as usual. You'll be pleased to hear that we didn't wipe out at the pub quiz last night. We were super cautious. But we also didn't win. And even if we had put down the three answers that we kind of knew, we still would have been, I think, 3 points short of winning, so, yeah, anyway, but it was fun. That's the main bit. And then, yeah, I hope that's not too windy. Yeah, and then as I said, oh yes, and yoga. We did lots for the back yesterday, which was great. That is the kind of stuff I probably should be doing, if not every day, but then at least every week. But I don't know when we're going to do back again. But yeah, it was fantastic. It just shows how stiff my back is in the areas that should be moving. So yeah, it was great. And politically, things really are changing very quickly. I think when I published yesterday's Boo, there was already more again. So we've got 3 Tory leadership hopefuls left now after Stephen Crabb pulled out. I think he didn't have enough support, but I heard an interview with him on the Today programme, and I think it was a good thing that he did pull out, because otherwise it seemed very easy to take him apart. He wouldn't have lasted long. Then I also saw that MPs have voted in a motion to guarantee the rights of EU citizens already in the UK, which I thought was jolly decent of them, and apparently they voted for it with like 240-something to 2. So the government doesn't have to do anything about this, but it sort of shows which way MPs are leaning, apparently, so that's good. It is also interesting and just sort of shows how everything is up in the air at the moment, and nobody really knows what anyone is doing. I think that as I said yesterday, it would go a long way if they could do something towards reassuring EU nationals living in the UK. I haven't found anyone yet who thinks that it would be a practical solution to deport 3 million people. As my friend pointed out, television headlines of families being forced from their homes would not be good politically for anyone. But also practically, because 2 million of us work, so that'd be 2 million job vacancies like this. And if we went, how many of us married British citizens? So presumably they'd come with us, so there'd be more job vacancies. So it doesn't seem terribly practical, apart from the fact that there's so many EU nationals who have been here for decades, they haven't really got anywhere to go back to because they've lived here all their lives. So it would be nice if they sorted that out. So I think it makes political sense to be lenient. They want to do some bargaining, but I'm pretty sure if the European countries see that the UK has been lenient to their nationals, they might feel equally so inclined towards British nationals living abroad, who are of course also quite worried about what's going to happen to their lives. So we shouldn't forget that. And yes, and I think otherwise, so politically makes good sense. also, as I said, there's 2 million working people who are now feeling quite unwelcome in this country ever since the referendum, and some of them have had to take abuse as well. So again, but I think it makes economic sense to sort the whole situation out, because I know we're always portrayed as taking the jobs of plumbers and labourers and undercutting their wages and picking strawberries on East Anglian farms, but I suspect that the majority of us are actually here working in the service industry. I saw some statistics the other day that were quite interesting and showed, I might have mentioned that already, that showed that the UK is actually quite lucky when it comes to its migrant population, because it's got the highest educated migrant population of all countries in Europe. So migrants here are far more likely to have a degree than any other migrants all over Europe. So yeah, I suspect a lot of us work in services filling skill shortages, and I think this is what businesses are so worried about. Can they still get people with the right skills? And if you get rid of migrants in one swoop, then where are you going to get those people from so quickly to fill all those jobs? And let's not forget that. So that's what the UK has been doing. They've been building up a services industry. Now, I know people are still harping on about, oh, we should have manufacturing back, blah, blah, blah. But it's ironically, the Leavers have just voted themselves out of a lot of manufacturing jobs. Siemens, for instance, was going to build rotor blades for wind turbines up in Hull, and they were going to build them there and then export them to the rest of the EU. Well, now it doesn't make any sense anymore to export them to the rest of the EU. So now they're just going to build them for the domestic market. So that's going to be a smaller undertaking. And they and many others have put investment on hold. So quite a few of those jobs will now never materialise. So duh. The other point is that a lot of those jobs depended on research and development, and a lot of which came from the European Union. Okay, so for paying in 10 billion a year, the UK got 80 billion over several years back in research and investment funds. So that won't happen anymore, apart from all the stuff that all the money that went to the poor regions, of course, and to Scotland. There's an awful lot of money that has to be made up out of nowhere now, that the UK government has to find somewhere else if they still wanted that. But companies are just saying that they're no longer going to be able to keep up the research and development here. So there's that money that's dried up, and there's also, if there's a question mark over whether they can attract the best scientists from all over Europe, then there's a question mark over that one as well. Also, I wonder whether manufacturing is actually still the kind of manufacturing that that a lot of people had in mind. Manufacturing seems to have moved on from standing near a conveyor belt. A lot of it is now what they call Industry 4.0. So it's all digitalized. So it's probably done remotely even. It needs highly qualified people who oversee the manufacturing process via computers. That's a lot of what manufacturing is like these days. And the Germans have introduced quite a lot of that over here because they're using it at home. So a lot of manufacturing will stay, but we're already hearing about lots of the opportunities that are being curtailed. So I don't know how many jobs are going to be available. Many people said if we leave, it's going to be missed opportunities mostly, and it is. It makes economic sense to keep the European migrants happy, because if they decide, I don't know what's going to happen to my future here, so I might as well return home, that's already quite a lot of talent lost. So I don't know, at the moment the government seems to be very good at annoying people all over. Anyways, I'll leave it here. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.